What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
NFL news, Shedeur Sanders is going to start the Browns preseason game this weekend against the Panthers. Kenny Pickett's hurt, and they're not going to play Flacco. It looks like Flacco, more likely than not, will be the starting quarterback when the season starts for Cleveland. Jordan Addison in Minnesota suspended 3 games to start the year. This in response to the 2024 DUI that he had. Keenan Allen reunites with the Chargers. I hope they still have number 13 for Keenan Allen, because he, in number 13, whether it was with Herbert or with Rivers, he just looked the part. That's the right uniform for him. What was the other? How about this? No more smelling salts. No more, ammonia. You can't sniff from that. I think you've had it in your updates this morning. The NFL is essentially prohibiting from teams providing ammonia inhalants to players on game days. I mean, how many times do you look down and national anthem's going on and somebody's taking a hit from that? But apparently it masks concussion symptoms, which is why they don't want that happening. And I think, I heard in one of your updates, George Kittle is very upset about it in particular. Mm-hmm. And then Jerry Jones was asked about Micah Parsons, and he said, are you...
I have this if you want to hear it.
Yeah, play what Jerry said when he was asked about whether or not he'll have Parsons for the opener against Philadelphia.
All right, let's hear Jerry.
When does it become urgent? I mean, clearly you want him on the field for, against Philadelphia. When does it become urgent that we need to get something resolved one way or another that he's on the field against Philadelphia?
Again, your definition of urgent is not necessarily... I don't believe you gave a definition of urgent. Okay,
and so when does it get urgent?
So I stay urgent.
Okay. Any confidence that he will be on the field against Philadelphia?
Again, no, absolutely not. A big part of that is his decision. How would I know that? I'm just saying. No, but I'm urgent.
That's actually, I had not heard that line. I stay urgent, Jerry Jones. He said, though, that he's not, absolutely not, when he was asked if he's confident Parsons will play in that, Thursday night NFL kickoff game in Philadelphia between the Cowboys and the Skins. And then there was another quote that he had at one point during that. He said, look, what it is what it is. It was kind of a head shaker, like, okay, but how about changing the what it is? The Cowboys have not come out on the better end of the, waiting it out situations. That's for sure. Look, I think Dak and CeeDee Lamb are, players that they had to sign. Micah Parsons is an absolute have to sign. Unless there's something there that we're missing with Micah Parsons. And I've always wondered whether or not there is something there with respect to this player that we're missing in terms of the intangible side. But there would be a line out the door if he became available. And by the way, that's not a third rounder for Terry McLaurin or a fourth rounder. That's two firsts. That's where you start with Parsons. And no, they're not trading him to Washington. They're not trading him, period. But they would have plenty of opportunities to keep him out of the division. All right, 301-230-0980. Phone lines are packed for where are you now? You know, we are 2 weeks removed from asking this same question. Whose side are you on, Team Terry or Team Front Office? 2 weeks ago, it was a 50-50 on social media answer. Now it's 71-29 Team Front Office on social media. The calls have skewed, I think, a little bit more in Team Terry's direction. But where are you? I'm still Team Front Office. I'm on board with Adam Peters and Newmark and Brandon Sass and all these people. I think that they're, you know, I'm not telling you we got the best front office in the league, but, you know, and I know part of it is comparing it to what it was, but I think these guys are sharp, and I think they know the player, and I think they know what it should be. And I don't think they can, you know, they're certainly not going to succumb to fans that think he should get paid like Justin Jefferson or Jamar Chase. Okay, that's just stupid. That's not who Terry is. Okay, he's never been that, and he's not going to be that. These are two already, you know, elite-level receivers. Jefferson's already in his career headed towards the Hall of Fame. That's not that much of an exaggeration. I know it's been for Jefferson, he's going into his fifth year or sixth year? Fifth year, probably. He's one of the greatest route runners I think I've ever watched. And Chase, as a guy with the ball in his hands, might be as good as anybody. We have two outstanding, elite-level, Hall of Fame-caliber wide receivers in the league at the top. And then Tariq Hill is certainly going to end up in Canton one day. He's 30, and he's can be a bit of a problem. You've got an elite-level group that Terry's just not in. But I want him back, and I want him back on an extension. I think somewhere in the neighborhood of 28 to 30, okay, I'll split the difference, $29 million a year and $60 guaranteed. Something like that. Bones has been on hold the longest. Let's go to him. Thank you, Bones. Go ahead.
Hey, Kim. Shout out to my man, Matt.
Yep.
Shout out to my main man, Little. And shout out to Lap. Hey, Kevin, man, I'm going to tell you, man, straight up, man, I'm like burnt out now, right? You know, I feel as though the vibe is messed up with the team, with this Terry and management thing going on, you know. And I'm like burnt out because I done played the tape back, man. You know, I done seen some dominant receivers in this league, man. We got some real dominant receivers in this league, man, that take over games, man. I'm talking about, you know, people like Justin Jefferson, you know, Jamar Chase, A.J. Brown. You know what I mean? These guys, I have seen these guys take over games, man. You know what I mean? 10, 11, 12 catches a game, stuff like that, man. You know, I mean, Terry is good, but Terry, you understand, is not one of them. He is not one of them. You know what I mean? So for him to be holding out, man, for more than what they possibly could be offering him, man, you know, that's like, you know, that's an atrocious, man. That's atrocity right there, man. You know, I'm like, come on, Terry, man. You know, I love you and all that, man, and I understand what you went through and everything. But, man, you know, come on, man, let's be real. Let's be real. You know, I have not seen you dominate games back to back to back to back, man. You know, teams don't prepare for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know, come on, man, we got a young quarterback, man. Come on, man, I need – I need that vibe to be back in place, man. Yeah. Put that vibe back in place.
You know when the vibe will be back in place? Either the contract gets done or the Giants are 4 days away on opening day, and that's where our focus will be. I promise you, when we get to week one, he's going to be playing for Washington, and we're going to be dialed in on the Giants in the regular season. This happens this time of year. Thanks for the call, Bones. Look, it's not an atrocity, thankfully. But Terry is, he's an excellent route runner. He has excellent hands. He's an excellent contested catch guy. He has really good speed. And he's a really good receiver. But he's not Justin Jefferson. He's not Ja'Marr Chase. He's not Tariq Hill. He's not A.J. Brown. He's not Amon-Ra St. Brown, I don't think. The CeeDee Lamb thing, there's something about CeeDee Lamb that I've just never... he's great. You can force feed CeeDee Lamb. You know, you can target him 15 times a game. There's something about CeeDee Lamb that have you ever seen him look happy? And I don't know if he's conducive to winning. Malik Nabers, after one season, wasn't it obvious? Over 100 catches, 1,200 yards as a rookie with literally nobody throwing him the ball. Nico Collins is a star. Mike Evans still is a star. Garrett Wilson's going to be awesome. Puka Nacua, gimme him. But then when you get to Higgins and Metcalf to a certain degree, and, you know, Ayuk and Devontae Smith and DJ Moore. Metcalf is a different breed physically, but Terry's ahead. Terry's somewhere in tier two. If tier two has like 8 or 9 guys in it, if tier two's only got 2 or 3 guys in it, he's somewhere in tier three. And probably, you know, again, he's the 10th, 11th, 12th best receiver. And on the ESPN list, where is that list that they did a couple of weeks ago? He ended up being the first in the honorable mention, did not make the top 10. So basically the 11th best receiver. Here it is. They had in front of him Chase, Jefferson, Hill, Lamb, Brown, A.J., Amon-Ra, Nabers, Collins, Evans, Garrett Wilson. And then the honorable mentions were Terry, Nacua, Metcalf, Higgins, Devontae Adams, Brian Thomas Jr. And then the also receiving votes were Devontae Smith, Ladd McConkey, Smith Najigba, Jameson Williams, DJ Moore, Chris Godwin, George Pickens, Calvin Ridley, Jalen Waddle, and Cortland Sutton. So, yeah, somewhere around in that 10 to 12, 13 range. Let's go to Billy and Chantilly. Billy, Team Terry or Team Front Office? Go ahead.
Kevin, do you have any morning position on the smelling salts for the callers? As you know, I usually partake before my call, so just wondering if the organization, your organization, feels any differently.
Not
prohibited.
Absolutely can do. We have not even considered prohibiting smelling salts before the call is accepted. So do what you normally do, because it does provide you typically with a bolt of energy.
Yeah, and some dizziness.
It just doesn't clear your head as much as I'd like to see it.
Yeah, well, the dizziness is that's permanent. Look, Terry's underpaid, but he should be in camp. He played his best football in the playoffs, and that's what, if I'm Adam, that's what I'm thinking about. I saw a guy who was maybe not a number one all year long, but in the playoffs, he looked like a number one to me, dude. 20 catches, 302 yards, 3 touchdowns in those playoff games. He was their best receiver without a doubt.
Yep. He was their best receiver all year.
Number one all year. Terry's agent, obviously, over his head. The messaging on his part has just been a mess. And Adam has just bungled this. I mean, I don't know how you missed the number one receiver for a rookie quarterback who was the best rookie quarterback of the NFL and not say, He's making half of what the rest of the league is making.
No, he's not.
And let's get him a new $15 million for a top-tier receiver.
Well, his,
is about
his
half
cap number is 22, just so you know. And that's essentially how it, you know, played out over 3 years. It's just the cash component of it. It has about 15 plus a roster bonus of like 2-point-something, so 17 left. But in terms of his average, in terms of what his average is, it's 20. It's 22-something, you know, top 15 still in the league.
I respect your opinion, your point of view. I'm a big fan of the show, as you know, for a long time. If you're the GM of this team going into what you came out of with Ron, with Dan, what you've come into, the greatest quarterback in the history of the NFL, and his number one receiver not being signed, going into year two, you haven't sold out the whole season. You need to get the fan base rallied behind this team. This is not the end of the world. It's so stupid. It's beyond belief. It's watching like two cars from 100 miles apart speed toward each other when we're supposed to be transforming the organization, the fan base, and football team. It's not
Billy,
the end of the world. It's just super frustrating.
Billy,
what?
You called Jaden Daniels the greatest quarterback in the history of the game, right?
Yeah, I just did, yeah.
So why are you so dialed in on who his receivers are? I mean, Pat Mahomes made another Super Bowl last year without a receiver. Josh Allen without a receiver made the AFC Championship game. If he's better than both of those guys, why aren't you confident that, you know, with Terry on the last year of his deal and with Noah Brown and everybody else, that the greatest quarterback in the history of the game, as you've referred to Jaden already, won't elevate everybody? I mean, hell, the guy Bill's going to rush for 1,500 yards this year with Jaden at quarterback.
He's the greatest quarterback in the history, going to be the greatest quarterback
right.
in the history.
So why are you bent out of shape
there.
Out of how they're handling Terry? They know it too. They agree with you. They could put you out there,
Terry.
I'm sure they feel, with
I'm
the greatest
not,
quarterback that's ever lived.
I'm not ready to see him without Terry.
I'm not either.
I want to go to the Super Bowl. Do you?
Pat Mahomes has been to the Super Bowl. Was in the Super Bowl last year, and we got a better quarterback, according to you.
He is unbelievable, isn't he, this quarterback?
Yeah, he is. See ya. Yeah. I got to run. Dominic in Tampa, Team Terry or Team Front Office?
Kev, I don't know if I could top that Billy's call there. My goodness. I mean, we might as well just put him
in a couple
his
of
jacket
hits.
Right now.
Yeah.
My goodness. But for me, my stance has never changed. I've been always Team Front Office on this whole situation. And because, you know, one, and you kind of talked about it earlier, is I don't think the offense is going to be the – if this team does win a Super Bowl, it's not going to be because of the offense. It's going to be because of this defense. And if the defense plays, you know, and all, you know, from what we've been hearing in training camp, they look really good. But, you know, again, you have to watch the game to see it. But I'm just not in any – I'm not giving Terry more than – $30 million, number one. And two, you know, if you can't come to an agreement, just let him play out his contract. That's where the leverage of the team goes. And, you know, I do trust his front office. If, and I'm saying if here, Kevin, if God forbid this guy ends up leaving via free agency, I trust that this team, if we are a destination like people are calling us, every receiver is going to want to line up to play with Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, so, they're not going to have a problem attracting, you know, players moving forward. Look, Von Miller had some choices. It's going to be a better situation than Von Miller. I'm not saying that all of them are going to be 36-year-old veterans, but yeah, no, I get it. I'm with you. But look, we're getting off track here. Nobody, I don't think, believes that this team would be better off without Terry. I don't. I certainly don't. I want Terry. And there are situations in which it could become, you know, I don't think before a regular season, you know, game is played. But if he were to hold out a regular season game or two, imagine if they really sputtered offensively and the receiver group was uninspiring. I want him out there. I want him out there. I just don't want the team, you know, paying for culture, paying for, you know, locker room harmony. I think that that's BS. I think players are into their own situations. I want them being fiscally responsible, but at the same time, you know, recognizing what Terry brings beyond what he brings on the field. But I personally, I've said this before, I think the bottom line is they're going to be a good team this coming season with him on an extension or with him playing his final year of the deal. I think they're going to be a good offensive team. As long as Five's on the field, they're in good shape. Stay on hold. We'll take a few more. You guys keep coming with some good calls. And I do want to get to something that Joe Witt Jr. said the other day that I did not have a chance to comment on yesterday. I meant to. Kind of talked about what went wrong last year. It's the first time we've heard that from him. So you'll hear that before the end of the show. We'll update you on what's going on in Foxborough as both teams right now joint practicing. If they continue, we'll probably not get Ben because he's there and he's working, but hopefully we can get him on before the end of the show. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This from Jedi 5. Really, Kev? Hard not to see this as an intentionally divisive poll. Put out a Twitter poll, second time in 2 weeks. Whose side are you on, Team Terry or Team Front Office? Team Front Office now at 71% to 29%. That's different than where we were 2 weeks ago at 50-50. And then he writes, most of us are Team Washington, a.k.a. both Front Office and Terry. And most want the best for both sides. It's like, it's guys like you that put out one-minute clips with a hot take for clicks that amplify things and sway normies into picking sides. Yeah, I wish this were a one-minute clip. I wish I could get paid for just one-minute clips. But no, I'm here 3 hours pretty much every day and then another hour and a half on a podcast. I mean, grow up, seriously. I mean, how childish. If you're looking for cheerleader shows or places, there are places for that. And I'm sure you call Max and he'll recommend some of those. This isn't what we're doing. This is the most obvious question that can be asked right now. And by the way, I'm Team Terry and Team Front Office too. But it's about, you know, who you're leaning, you know, right now in terms of who you're siding with in this, what is a standoff. between team and player. That's funny. That's a good one. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Steve in Columbia. Steve, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? You just said something which I thought was interesting, in that you're actually for both. I'm team Terry. And it amazes me.
Well, let me be clear. I am, in terms of whose side and who I think, you know, is in the right now, I'm leaning and have been team front office. But in terms of how I want it resolved, I want Terry to get a long-term deal, and I want it to be a fair deal for both Terry and the team. That's what I'm hoping for.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, Kevin.
Sure.
So if Terry's not playing for this team, do you think this team made the playoffs last year?
Yes.
And going forward, is there anybody on this team who could replace his production?
Hold on. You heard my answer to the first question, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anybody that can replace his production? I think that that's a different question than replacing what he brings. The answer to would be no to replacing what he brings. His production, 82 catches for 1,096 yards. Yeah, I think there's a possibility somebody could replace that production with Jaden Daniels.
Well, I disagree with you there. I disagree with you there, too, because no one has demonstrated that. And then lastly, let me just say this.
Well, he was the number one receiver. Nobody's had that opportunity.
Hold up. We talk about all these stupid lists and tiers and all this stuff. On this team, he's tier one. Let's not forget that. He's tier one. Also, of all these guys,
different conversation. I agree with
you. He doesn't get hurt. He doesn't get hurt either. Okay.
Right.
That stands for something. So let's be real, man. For this team, they need him to play. Period.
I agree.
Period. Thanks.
Yeah, I don't disagree with any of that. Tom in Shelbyville. Tom, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm 100% team front office, unwavering from day one. I think there's a classic learning point of leverage in the business world. And I also say this, how many jobs of all your callers calling in where you can come in, say you, yourself, you know, Rooster, the Junkies, and you want a new contract for next year while you're under contract and decide to come in, but you're not going to work. I think this Holden is doing him and his representation a huge disservice, and I think the league needs to address how they handle that down the road.
Well, they have addressed it in the form of, you're saying address the Holden? Yeah, because they basically, with the last CBA, made it impossible for teams to forgive the fines, which was happening a lot with holdouts. Look, holdouts in sports, because careers are so short, the opportunity to make, you know, a lot of money is much different than it is for most people. You know, jobs are different. Situations are different. He is under contract. That's true. But it's actually beneficial for both parties to be talking about a contract extension right now.
I agree, but I think the other point of this is, and I called in a couple weeks ago, and you know, this regime is 100% emotionally removed from whatever Terry did in the past.
Yeah.
Terry is a huge want. He's not a need. And I believe these guys have the confidence in their system where they believe that they can plug players in with what they believe is a top-tier quarterback and execute what they need to get done. And I think that you add that to the leverage. And like I said, these guys are precise and work with great precision. And I think this is a huge learning point as far as what leverage means in the workplace.
Yeah, I think that's true. They've got pretty much all of it. You know, I think Terry had some of that emotional leverage for a while, but I don't know that he has it right now.
No.
But yeah, no, I'm with you on almost all of it, with one exception, and that is, you know, sports holdouts. In it happens every year, and it happens because players have very, especially in football, super short careers, and their opportunities to pounce on, you know, an opportunity contractually are few and far between. Terry's doing the right thing with respect to trying to get a new contract, even with 1 year left on his current contract. The team also has an incentive to, you know, talk new contract with him as well. And that's what they've been doing to a certain degree, but they're just far apart. It happens in business. I also think, Tom, you hit on something, and I've alluded to it. I do think that there is a belief in that building that with that quarterback and with that coordinator, that they can be a pretty damn good team, even if he's on the last year of his deal, even if he has to play next year on a franchise tag, and if they potentially lose him in 2027. I don't think they have great fear over that. He's going to play this year. And then if he's really good again, he's going to play in 2026, even if it's on a tag. I think their fear of 2027 and beyond is minimal. I do.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. 100%.
That gives them more leverage. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. Anthony in D.C. Anthony, go ahead.
So if we didn't have the year that we had last year, I would be indifferent. But I'm Team Terry. And as one of the callers said before, he's our number one. Let me throw out some blasts from the past or give people a reminder. Rod Gardner. Dinarian McCants, Taylor Jacobs.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I get
Josh
it.
Dotson.
Right.
Right. So don't tell me that he doesn't make a difference, just the threat.
He doesn't make a difference. Nobody's saying that.
No, I'm not saying you.
Yeah.
I'm saying all the callers that are like, if he's here, he's here. If he's gone, he's gone. Remember those days from the past. When we didn't have a threat of downfield, we didn't have a threat of a consistent, he's going to get you the first down. Right. We haven't had that since basically the posse on a consistent basis. But yesterday you had a caller that called in and said that he doesn't believe that all the people saying that Terry isn't this or that know what they're talking about. And he said it in so many words, and I agree with him. He's never been given the opportunity to demonstrate that. He said 12 different quarterbacks. Last year, Jaden Daniels was sacked 47 times. He had 148 carries. It was broken down to 75-74 scrambles versus rushes. Mm-hmm. When you were out, Ditton was using the 1,200-yard threshold as some kind of litmus test. Don't you think if Jaden Daniels threw the ball around 100 more times, Terry McLaurin wouldn't have passed 1,200 yards. Joe Burrow threw the ball
maybe. I don't need to get into the numbers with Terry to understand his impact. It was significant. He was the third best player, maybe the second best player on the team. You don't want to lose your second best player on the team. But that's part of this conversation that's gotten a little bit away from us. They're not going to lose him. He's playing this year. He's going to play. You know, by the way, I want to remind everybody that when the 49ers went to that first Super Bowl, which Adam Peters was a part of, they did have Deebo Samuel on the team. Their other receivers were Kendrick Bourne and Emmanuel Sanders. Those were the other receivers. So they had a running game. They could run the you-know-what out of the football with Mostert and with, by the way, Samuel was a big part of that. Garoppolo was the quarterback. So this is a general manager that has had some good receivers, and Debo's more of a weapon. Ayuk, you know, obviously the last few years. But, you know, they're probably valuing the position a bit differently than some of you are as well. Anthony, thanks. Stay on hold, everybody else. I'm going to get to you if I can. Hopefully, we're going to be joined by Ben from Foxborough in this last segment. I want to clear some time for him if he's got time to call in. They are done in Foxborough with their joint practice. And the good news is it looks like everybody's healthy. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team 980.com.
All right, here's what's happening on Wednesday, August 6th. Matt Stafford dealing with an aggravated disc injury. Reports are the Rams are being cautious and holding him out, calling it week to week. The 37-year-old quarterback could still be ready to go for week one. And following the retirement of Mike Williams in Los Angeles, the Chargers are bringing back the other receiver from their dynamic duo. Keenan Allen is returning to the team following a one-year stint with the Chicago Bears. The 33-year-old wide receiver worked out with the team on Friday and reunites with his old quarterback, Justin Herbert. George Kittle crashed an NFL Network interview with Fred Warner to air a grievance with the NFL after he found out that the league has banned smelling salts, claiming that the effects from the salts can mask concussion-like symptoms. Kittle is asking to find a middle ground after admitting that he uses them before every drive. And the Nats, they fall to the formerly Oakland A's in a 16-7 blowout. Mackenzie Gore with one of the roughest outings of his season so far, with just three innings pitched, not giving up 12 hits and 8 earned runs. The Nats are in a get-right spot tonight. Cade Cavalli is going to make his debut against Jeffrey Springs. First pitch at 6:45 on the Fan. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 6:15. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the streams and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Maybe rough to get Ben. He's working right now as they've ended the joint practice. Couple of things that have come out. Ben Volen, long time. We've had Ben on the show many times in the past. Long time senior NFL writer at the Boston Globe tweeted out, Jaden Daniels is absolutely surgical in 11 on 11. Never misses a read. A lot of tweets about how good Laremy Tunsil looked in the 11 on 11. Anyway, just a couple of the things. Let me see if I can find anything else that's come out of this today. You see anything else of note?
DeMario Davis.
Skirmishes.
DeMario Davis said Mike Vrabel was bleeding after the scrum. He asked him what happened. Vrabel replied, "Hey, you should have seen the other guy." Which Mike's always a crack up. Mike makes me laugh in a multitude of ways.
Yeah. Okay. Look, I think we've talked about this for several years running when they've had these. These are much more valuable to the teams than the preseason games, because the players that are going to play for these teams in the regular season get much more time in these joint practices than they do in the preseason games. If you missed it earlier, we'll get Josh Johnson and Sam Hartman on Friday night as the two quarterbacks. Jaden won't play, and Marcus Mariota is dealing with a leg strain, so he won't play either. All right, let's keep it going. This is one of those days where, you know, one question, one topic has, you know, carried the show. Team Terry or team front office in terms of this contract standoff? Let's go to Ronnie. Ronnie's been on hold for a while. Ronnie, thanks as always, man.
Hey, peace and love, Kevin.
Peace and love, Ronnie.
One thing, I'm going to qualify my answer. I'm team Terry at the right price.
Yep.
So I'm not team Terry at $33 million a year. I'm team Terry at the right price for him and the organization. But one thing I'm going to vehemently disagree with you, I've been around professional athletes 35, 40 years. I've done security for them, had numerous conversations, and they all worry about money. So when you say right. that some of his teammates, they worry about money, and they worry about what the next guy gets. And I also say this. I understand that Adam Peters and the owners, they weren't here for what? I mean, they've only been here a year. But when you have a player who's done allegedly everything right, been a positive star for the organization, that yeah. should come into effect. And
I think it is.
Because if he was negative,
I can't imagine that they don't recognize Terry as kind of a unique case.
Yeah, and I'm not saying overpay him by a lot, but I'm saying he should get some reward for
yeah.
that.
You and I are in agreement.
This is his last professional contract. He's an independent contractor. Get as much as you can, because when this is over, it's over. And people yeah. they fail to realize that. Oh, I'm team organization. The organization is going to make money no matter what. So the player has to have, in my opinion, the same mindset. Now, I understand you have to be reasonable, but they were one game away from, the Super Bowl, which – but what's it been, 30-something years? I don't even remember.
Yeah, 33.
And I just want us to go into the season with everything headed north as opposed to some things heading south. And that's just my view on it. But,
no, it's a good view. I want to make sure that we're clear on one thing. Players, of course, care about money. I'm just telling you that once the games start, they care about their situation more. And don't discount the possibility that there's some people who are paying attention to this saying, if that's what he's really asking for, that's too much. I don't think the team should give him that much. But the other thing, too, something you said, I'm with you on, I think there is a premium on this deal because of who Terry is. I think they should pay a bit of a premium. The issue is it a little bit more than $25 million a year, or is it a little bit more than $28 million a year? And is Terry willing to come down from wherever he is? Because the gap, according to everybody, is large. So the little bit of a premium isn't getting to where he's willing to come down to at this point. But I think it'll work out. Thanks, Ronnie, as always. Bobby in North Carolina. Bobby, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. I'm team behind Adam Peters on this situation. You can't let the players dictate this thing. Wouldn't it be fascinating to know what the Skins were offering? We still don't know that. You've been speculating Terry's asking for 32, 33, but, we just don't know. And I feel like in my heart they're making him a fair offer. I don't think, they're not making him a good offer. But, Kevin, he's going to play. Like you keep saying, for days and days and days now, Terry's going to play. He's going to suit up week one. I mean, we hold all the cards, brother. I mean, you talking about playing poker down in Costa Rica last week. I mean, you hold all the cards just like I do, brother. We hold the cards. The team does. Terry's going to play. He ain't going to forfeit game checks because, Kevin, if he does, that's money he's going to never recoup.
Yeah.
You can't recoup all that, okay? So I'm just telling you, just stay on your ground. Deadlines make things happen. Terry's going to sign, you know, or he's going to come in and play. You know what I'm saying? It's either or.
I'm with you on that. But the one thing, and it's my guy Paulie that brought this up a while ago, I want him in camp for the majority of it. I don't want a soft tissue. I don't want, you know, some chemistry to be off with Debo there. Like, we have seen that happen a lot, you know, with holdouts. Sometimes it's never right. Like, it never gets right. And I want it to be right. So I'd like it to get done sooner rather than later.
And you're right. I do, too. But you know what? All that said, Kevin, I'm excited about Debo and his offense. If he can stay healthy,
me too.
Debo can play. I'm telling you right now, brother. He's going to be a gadget player in this offense, running the ball, catching the ball. He's the ace in the, you know, in the hole, too.
Yeah,
you know, he can
I'm
play
with you.
And we don't want Terry. I want Terry. We all do. Sooner the better, but, you know, Kevin, he'll be there a week one. I have no doubt on that. And he's not going to walk away from game checks. Okay? Appreciate you,
thanks,
brother.
Bobby.
Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Bobby. Let's go to Ken in Dorf. Ken's been on hold for a while. Ken, thanks. Go ahead. Ken, you there? Did we lose Ken? Let's go to CJ in Waldorf. Two back-to-back Waldorf calls. Go ahead, CJ. CJ.
Vacation as well from the Bahamas. Can you hear me?
Wait, CJ, start over again, man. I missed the first part of it. Go ahead.
Oh, I said, like you, I'm just coming back from vacation last week from the Bahamas. And ironically, okay. I wore my Jaden Daniels shirt, so everyone asked me about the Terry McLaurin situation, all the sports fans there. Kevin, right. Here's the thing. I think I'm definitely Team Terry, and I'm Team Terry for a number of reasons. I'm glad some of the other callers alluded to this in the beginning. Kevin, Jaden Daniels threw for, 25 touchdowns last year. Who had the majority of those? Terry did. He had 13. In the playoffs, let's take it further. Jaden threw for 5 touchdowns in the playoffs. Who had the majority of those? Again, Terry for 3. You have to go down to Zacchaeus, who had 3 touchdowns all season for the next wide receiver. Terry's production to this team is pivotal. And I think I agree a little bit with Billy. If I'm trying to win a Super Bowl now, if my window is now, I want Terry in there. I want him at a right price. And I understand where people are coming with at that. And I think that's why your poll has been skewed a little bit, because it now depends on what rhetoric do you believe. Do you believe now the rhetoric that's been put out there that he wants, you know, well over 33 or 34, or do you believe he wants to just hit that 30 mark? That's where I think people are getting a little bit on the side of the team, because they think, if they believe that, oh, Terry's asking for a crazy amount.
That's true.
I get that.
And that's just one report. Although Adam Schefter is a pretty damn good reporter. That's why, you know, I think a lot of people probably buy that Terry had a pretty high number, at least to start with. But we don't know where it is now. And we don't know where the team is now. Agreed. All of that is true, and that's been true throughout these conversations, is we don't know specifically, you know, factually, what the team's offered and what Terry's asked for. But we do know at this point, the gap's probably pretty large, right? That seems like a fair assumption at this point. I also want to point out that Zacchaeus had the best year of his career, and Noah Brown was headed for easily the best year of his career. So that's looking around saying, this guy is elevating everything around him. That's part of it. Let me finish up with Paulie. We're going to miss Ben today, we'll have him on tomorrow. But Paulie, finish it up. Hail to the W.
Good guy, Hell to the W, man. I'll keep it quick. I know we're short of time and everything.
Yep.
Hey, listen, unless Tiki Barber is in your locker room, I don't think a player is saying he's asking for too much money, man. Regardless, they thinking of that.
It all depends. Every situation's unique. I guarantee you there are players that have said, man, he's asking for what? I'm not saying they're saying it about Terry. But we've seen some outrageous, you know, demands from players before. Players, you know, they care about money. They want everybody to get theirs, but they follow this stuff. I'm totally with Ronnie on that. But go ahead. Get to your main point.
You, you, you can see the team support for Terry. But I'm going to say this. Listen, I think your poll is not skewed, but what it is, it's Terry fatigue. All right, we didn't been talking about this for 3 weeks. I know you was off chilling for last week, but we've been talking about this for 3 weeks, right? So all you're hearing is Terry press conference, Terry hold out, Terry hold in, Terry ankle, Terry pup, Terry sign an autograph. It's Terry. So
Terry trade point, request.
The closer, right, Terry
trade got the big
request.
One.
So the closer we get to the season, the more us as fans want this situation to be done. And what we see is management, the man, they're not budging. So most fans are like, okay, they're not budging. So Terry just needs to either come and play or he needs to sign what they want to give him. Right. Now, I'm going to caution you guys too. And you brought up T. Higgins earlier and it made me start thinking, right? What happened with T. Higgins last year? And I also seen the same thing happen with us with Jameson Crowder playing on a one-year deal. These guys are not going to play unless they're 100%. T. Higgins missed 5 games last year. And I remember it was like ankle injury, wrist injury. So Terry, he might do play this year on if they don't come to an extension. But I'll tell you what, he's not going to risk his body this year. And that's a key thing, especially when
T. Higgins was 25 years old last year. Okay,
yeah,
there's a big difference. Terry is running out of time. So I don't see it that way, not to mention the overall differences between the two people.
Terry came in the league at 24. He came in the league at 24. My
whole point
is he's not going to put his body
on the
line. Listen, he's not going to put his
I got to run, but I just want to leave everybody with this. Paulie had one of the best lines in recent years yesterday. Some dude called in and compared basically football to cutting grass. And Paulie said, let me just begin with this. You don't get CTE from cutting grass. I got to go back tomorrow, everybody. Chris is next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.